This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Get to Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff in just a moment. Good morning. Chilly Wednesday. Temperatures, real feel is 1. So again, that's...
Oh, we're out of the negatives, though.
That is warmer. Yeah, the high today expected to be 20 degrees. And we're on the rise into a little bit of a warming trend into next week. Next week, we'll complain about it being, you know...
A soup?
Yeah.
Everything's going to melt?
Warm and wet. And you'll say things like, I'd rather it snowed. So yeah, whatever. This is late February, early March. This is the mess that we get. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. On the Western Hotline is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff for our weekly chat as the Sabres get back to business. And we look ahead to the Four Nations final. Lindy, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. Have you enjoyed this Four Nations tournament? Are you taking it in?
I have been taking it in. It's been great hockey. I've really enjoyed watching the games. I think just the intensity in all the games has been tremendous.
You know, Lindy, you've spent time internationally on the bench for Team Canada, and I wonder if you can kind of take us inside what it's like when a group of players all from the same country, you know, wearing the flag, but they're so talented, you know, in the Olympics and moments like that. How dialed in is everyone in moments like that?
Well, it really is incredible how dialed in they will get. You know, you're taking all the best players that are used to playing all the top ice time and all the top positions, and power play guys become penalty killing guys. And it's not about the individual anymore. It's just about playing for your country. And for that moment in time, that couple weeks, you've got to give the players a lot of credit for buying in, especially as a coaching staff, into what you're trying to sell and the amount of work that's got to go into that short period of time to win a championship.
For a coaching staff putting something together like that for a tournament, you know, what's the approach with the system? I mean, I'd imagine you're normally putting together your system as best you can, how your players fit it. What do you do when everybody is great?
You know, I think that, you know, you have your basic package that how you're going to, you know, how you're going to defend your zone. Almost every team is pretty well the same. But it's just understanding that for this period of time, we're going to do it this way, whether that's the, you know, the John Cooper D zone or the Sullivan D zone for the U.S. team, you know, how you're going to control the neutral zone. And then, you know, the best players in the world take over with the puck offensively in the offensive zone and make just world-class plays. So you put together a package of system things that is, you know, for most players is pretty common to how you're playing during the year, and the players go out and play.
You won two gold medals as assistant coaches. I should know this. Assistant coaches get gold medals, no?
You know, really, no coach gets a medal.
Okay.
You're given a medal, you know, by Canada is part of that. But no coaches in the Olympics get medals. And I guess gotcha. I understand why, because there's so many different types of coaches. If you want to look at gymnasts with, you know, the amount of coaches they have, and you have, you know, you have mental coaches and skill coaches. And so, it is something that a lot of people have asked me, and that is what it is. But it was a lot of fun being part of. I can tell you that.
Did it spark any memories watching Saturday, the U.S. and Canada? The game was, I mean, obviously from the opening faceoff, the intensity was there. But what I remember, Lindy, from the gold medal game in 2010 is, I mean, it was a close game, obviously went to overtime, but on paper, it was still pretty clear. Like, Canada was a more talented team, but U.S., you know, grinded their way to the overtime. Miller was amazing. Is it kind of more clear now that it's closer than ever, and Saturday maybe was kind of proof of that, that the two teams, talent-wise, looked pretty even, or close to it?
Yeah, I totally agree that... you know, I think we were the heavy favorite in 2010, and I think on paper it looked like our club should be the club that should win. But I think if you remember 2010, the regulation round, you know, we lost to the U.S. In a crazy game. I don't know, it was 7-5 or 6-5 or whatever. It was a crazy score. We gave up a bunch of goals, and then the gold medal game went back to I think it was 2-0 for most of the game, or 2-1, and then, you know, U.S. tied it, I think, 6-5. But I think right now what you've stated, I think it is. I think that there are some incredibly dynamic players for the U.S. team, and that playing field has really been level.
Crosby obviously scores the golden goal for that tournament, and maybe you would have a more positive memory of that than most fans here in Buffalo. But watching him in this tournament, you know, like John Cooper says, he's like he walks on water in Canada at this point. Like his legacy is cemented, but I don't know. Lindy, how much appreciation do you have for what he even still is at this age, where he's still out there as one of Canada's best players, and he would have been obviously when you were on the bench too?
You know, I marvel at what he can do. It just tells you what an incredible athlete and an incredible person he is. You know, being around him, there's just this calm air of confidence that, you know, he's just going to go out and play and he's going to do great things. And I think all great players have some of that, where you don't see any hyperness and they always find a way to make the incredible play. I mean, if you look at the other night, the game where he's setting up McKinnon, and you know he can find that next play, and he finds that play so easily. And then the great players always have the knack of finding a way to score the biggest goal or make the biggest play to win a championship. And I think Sid is that guy. His calm demeanor and calm personality, and then to play at the level he's playing at the age he's at, tells you what an athlete he is.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. A little more on the Four Nations, and then to the Sabres business we've got to get to as well. Lindy, how'd the Tkachuk brothers fights hit you? I'm recalling the word truculence along the way, like Brian Burke mentioned that at one point 10 years ago or whatever. It feels like the U.S. has a good degree of truculence, and the Tkachuks are front and center.
I totally agree with you. I think that it has really added to this tournament the physical flair, the way that game started, it put a smile on my face. It makes me kind of ponder what is Canada thinking at the start of this game that's going to start tomorrow night. What are their thoughts? What is in their mind as they drop the puck to start the second battle? And who's going to win the truculence battle tomorrow night?
You, of course, had a few players return from the tournament. Henry Yokiharju, Rasmus Dahlin, UPL as well. Any reviews from them on their experience?
We have not seen those. Those players don't report till tomorrow, so I have not seen those players. Would love to give you some thoughts, but they won't be in practice today and haven't seen them yet.
Okay. Very good.
Their play, Dahlin, and even Yokiharju, I think when some fans saw Yokiharju's going to this tournament and, you know, he's going to be playing against the McDavids of the world and whatnot, and I don't know, like, the numbers kind of backed it up, Lindy, that he held his own, and maybe the whole Finnish blue line did, despite the fact that there weren't a lot of household names.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's a great point. I think, you know, when you get with a group of, you know, highly skilled countrymen and you're playing for your country, I think that level even gets raised one notch up. I think all our, I mean, obviously UPL didn't get any playing time, but when you look at Dahls and you look at Jokia, I think they played incredibly well for that that period of time.
And lastly, on the Four Nations, Lindy, Tage Thompson said yesterday that he would have liked to be there. He wants to be on the Olympic team next year. He's going to work to that. And he was a little controversial when the rosters came out. Like, really, Thompson's not on it? He was dealing with an injury around that time, too. So from your vantage point, having coached him this year, you see how intense that game on Saturday especially was. I don't know, if Thompson was on the team or if he were to make the team next year, how do you think he would do in that environment, maybe even having to play more? You mentioned it, like, some of the top players sometimes have to kind of change their game a little.
Yeah, you know, I think that he would definitely fit. I think really what hurt Tage was the fact that he got hurt and ended up being passed by. I think they had a tough decision to make with where he was at the time when that roster had to go in. But I think when you look at all these players, and I think what gives him, for me, gives him a road to get in is he's gone from he can play in the middle, he can play in the wing. I think right now the success he's having playing on the wing and being able to score with the rate he's been able to score, I think gives him an advantage. But again, you know, it's taking these players, and you know, he may not be a first power play guy. He might not be a second power play guy, but maybe he's one of those guys that U.S. would look at and go, okay, we're going to add some little more truculence here, and we got another guy that's 6'5", 6'6" that can go in and help us in the war.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, Four Nations final is tomorrow. Lindy, back home, practice, and you guys start to report and gear up for Saturday's game with the Rangers for the stretch run here. On the injury front first, the break did well for the team, right? Everyone's rested up, and any sort of injuries where things have cleared up. Latest on Jordan Greenway, Matias Samuelson?
Yeah, Greenway, you know, was skating with the team before the break. Continued that throughout. They had a great practice. He's cleared to go. So, you know, when you look at Samuelson, yesterday was his first day back. Had a good day. The break has allowed almost every player. Today we'll have Mellenstein report back into practice and see how he looks from his injury that had him out of the lineup at the end. So we're pretty well 100% go with almost every one of our players.
Greenway hasn't played since December 15th. Having him back, Lindy, like, really, what have you been missing not having him in the lineup? Because he was, those first 20 games, I think to everyone's eyes, he was having a very strong start to the year.
Yeah, totally agree. He was having a great start, was skating well. You know, he's our top penalty-killing forward. He's that guy that 5-on-5 defending is one of our top players. Greener's hockey IQ when it comes to defending is right up there with our top personnel. So you're looking at a guy that, you know, skates as well as he does, and, you know, and is playing at, you know, 240 pounds or whatever his weight at. He's a big man that's hard to track when he's on the ice. So he's been missed. It's going to be great to get him back.
Lindy Ruff with us on the Wester Hotline. Were you tempted at all, by the way, to... I mean, we haven't had a game yet. It was just the one practice. But seeing him skating with Cousins yesterday, he had a ton of success with McLeod and Zucker. But do you feel like he can kind of maybe help out Cousins and Quinn in other ways to kind of, you know, not go right back to that line that began the season so well?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, there's been some chemistry with certain personnel while he's been out. You know, I think I look at what, you know, Paterka and Kulik and Thompson have done, and Thompson on the other side, and with Greenway, maybe with Cousins, we got a guy that Greenway can play a little bit of center, a guy that can, you know, take draws maybe on one side and Cousin take draws on the other side. I've watched some games from last year where, you know, Greenway and Cousin played together. So looking at maybe that's some chemistry that we can develop into, you know, a pretty heavy line that can score some goals and be a good defending line for us.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, as we get closer to the return of hockey. Also, Lindy, the deadline approaching. The name I'm seeing the most in trade rumors for the Sabres is Jason Zucker. And I wonder, you know, about his role with this team this year. If you want to tell us a little bit about how important he's been for whatever, some of his teammates, just how well he's played. He came in on a one-year deal. And I feel like for a lot of Sabres fans, they've liked what they've seen. I'd imagine a lot of teams out there might like him as a trade piece.
Yeah, I think he's surprised a lot of people. And I think in a lot of ways, the expectations I had, I think he's exceeded what I expected. He's been a great power play guy around the front of the net. You look at the number of goals he scored. He's been a good teammate, a good leader inside our dressing room. Just a good pro. You know, getting to know him, watching his practice habits and what he's done in the game. You know, I think any player that's in that position that, you know, you've signed a deal and you're unrestricted, that name always ends up on the board.
When it comes to, like, you know, the veteran presence there, Lindy, this team, the Sabres, they've been the youngest team in hockey, or like one of the youngest teams for several seasons. And eventually it feels like maybe that might be something that turns towards a more veteran-laden lineup, and maybe Zucker is an example of how that can work.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that you need those players. You need those veterans. Sometimes the confidence of older guys to get through tougher times is what you need in that room, because they've lived it, they've been there. He's been with enough teams, he's seen enough of the ups and downs, and like I said, he's been a great pro for us. So he's a guy that, you know, that on the ice has done the job, off the ice he's been what I've described.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Lindy, thank you for the time this morning. Welcome back to work for the stretch run of the season, and enjoy tomorrow's Four Nations final.
As well. You guys enjoy that too, and look forward to getting this thing back up and running.
All right. Lindy Ruff on the Wester Hotline. Sabres and Rangers on Saturday is the first return to action. Tomorrow, the Four Nations final from Boston.
And the U.S. is a very slight favorite for tomorrow's game.
This is where I tell you I would pick against them.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, they're banged up a little bit.
And I think Hellebuyck...
Actually, sorry, it's not any longer... U.S. was a slight favorite, now it's exactly a pick'em.
Pick'em, okay.
-110, -110.
I just think Hellebuck's going to need to be great, and maybe couldn't...
He probably will be.
He probably will be. He is all the time. He was in the first matchup. U.S. got a softie,
yep,
through Binnington.
They also, this is why, like, I let Quinn Hughes play. Saturday's game, Quinn Hughes didn't play. He's the best American defenseman, mm-hmm, I think. Canada didn't have their best defenseman. Kel McCarr didn't play on Saturday. Tomorrow, even though they both are healthy enough to play now, Canada's going to get McCarr back, and the U.S. is not going to get Hughes back. That's why the whole thing is so stupid, is McCarr's injury happened in a game for Canada. Quinn Hughes' game happened in his last game for Vancouver. So, that guy's allowed to play, but the other guy isn't. I hate it.
Well,
one player is not going to make the whole game, but it's a big impact. It's the best defenseman for both teams.
This is why, half kidding, but whatever, it's a Four Nations tournament. This is where one of those spots where sports would be better if it was run like professional wrestling. The commissioner should just go to center ice.
tonight and say, hey, I got an announcement. It's now a two-game series. You're playing tomorrow night also. Oh, no. Wow, two-game Just make up the rules. Do whatever you want. Call up any American. Like you said, Paul Bissonnette tweeted that. Anybody should be available. Yeah. The commissioner should say, just change the rules. I mean, actually, still make it hockey. But don't you wish it was a two-game series right now? Imagine if they're playing Thursday and Saturday on an aggregate scoring two-game series. It'd be amazing.
You're never going to get your aggregate
scoring. I know. Listen, I got my 3-2-1 point system for 2 weeks, and now I'm greedy.
Actually, you do have aggregate scoring in one sport in the U.S.
What is it?
Golf.
Oh, right. That's right. Of course.
I mean, it really is, right?
Yes, definitely.
Does anybody not think that that's good? Should we do, like, a series instead? Like, oh, one, you know, points. You want to do points instead?
Match play.
It'd be stupid.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us. The Sabres back to work and playing Saturday against the Rangers.
Who are also, I think they're starting to bounce back a little bit.
Yeah.
The Rangers. I mean, everybody's in the race right now except for the Sabres, really.
I've got when we return, we'll get a break in here. I've got a thing about the salary cap in the NFL. And, you know, sometimes we just talk about the cap. It's very important to point out the differences between the NHL and the NFL cap. The NHL cap's actually going to go up for the first time in forever, right? It's actually going to boost, and owners are probably upset about that. The NFL cap has gone up so much in the last 6-7 years. And Brett Coleman, Underdog Fantasy, was just pointing out via Twitter, and I'll read this when we get back because it's a little bit lengthy, that the way that Nielsen just changed how television ratings are going to work, there's going to be a change in ratings. And he believes it will push NFL television contracts even higher. And what teams should do is bet on that. That's something Bean can do here. Bet on that. Bet the cap is not only going to go up, but it's going to go up absurdly. So go ahead and build your Eagles team and backload every contract. And, oh, you're really going to have to pay for it in 2029. Okay, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. And we'll watch the cap absolutely balloon.
Go to $400 million.
Yes. Teams should be operating that way. They really should. Anybody thinking, oh, pushing money down the road is tough. Down the road, you have more space. And it does not show any signs of slowing. And Brett Coleman lays it out. We'll get to it on the other side about how, in fact, it might be really about to go bonkers. Like, get ready for $50 million receivers. Just saying.
Ooh. $100 million quarterbacks?
Yeah. Prepare yourself. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It really is incredible how dialed in they will get. You know, you're taking all the best players that are used to playing all the top ice time and all the top positions, and power play guys become penalty killing guys, and it's not about the individual anymore. It's just about playing for your country. And for that moment in time, that couple weeks, you've got to give the players a lot of credit for buying in, especially as a coaching staff, into what you're trying to sell and the amount of work that's got to go into that short period of time to win a championship.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff talking to us about the international scene when you get the best on best and players, how they buy in, all that good stuff.
So the coaches don't get a medal, huh?
Yeah, learned that today. Assistant coaches don't. And he had a good point why that's the case, because you could just bring a million coaches. All of a sudden, they're just giving out a million medals.
Every team gets three medals per three coach medals.
Yep.
No more than that. So, your head coach and two assistant coaches. That's it. Would that be mean to the people that are below them, though? I don't know.
Training staff. Athletic trainers?
Yeah. Well, like, they all get rings, don't they? When you win championships.
Yes.
Give them a medal.
They give a lesser medal. They give lots of rings out. But that's a team giving out rings to employees versus an international body giving out medals to athletes. I mean, that's the best I've got in terms of an explanation. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. 803-0550 is our number, 1-888-552-550. So, I mentioned something. This is going to be a very business-heavy take here on the NFL, but worth just digging into a little bit. Brett Coleman of Underdog Fantasy, he does extensive YouTube film breakdowns, the Film Room on YouTube, Bootleg Football podcast. He does great work with the NFL. One of my favorites. He wrote a little bit ago yesterday on the NFL, the salary cap is going to explode again because of this change in how Nielsen measures television ratings. Starting this year, they are leaning into using data directly from smart TV manufacturers to measure viewing habits in addition to the traditional at-home panel method, like asking people what they watch.
Right.
That means NFL ratings, in particular from Sunday Ticket on YouTube, are going to be more accurately measured. The number is going to be way bigger than you think. because of how many Gen Z and millennials consume football on streaming services. More accurate ratings means the league's next broadcast rights negotiation is going to be way more expensive, which ultimately means massive jumps in the salary cap. Okay, so what's the takeaway? He writes, if I'm a GM, that means next year, maybe even this year, I can sign some truly outrageously backloaded deals with a ton of funny money that all slams home in 2030 and not even care about the math. So there you go.
I love it.
That's what the Eagles have done. That's how the Eagles have so many players. That's kind of how the Niners do it, too. Every time the Niners sign a contract, aren't we sitting here thinking, how do they pay everybody?
Right.
You just backload everything.
Yeah.
And it's almost the opposite of, well, the bill comes due. Sure. The bill always comes due.
But I've got more money now.
You're going to have more money. Every year the cap goes up. And the amount it's gone up in the last 7 years, it's insane. So, yeah. Go ahead and push as much Josh Allen money into the future. Sign the three biggest free agents you can. Push all their money in the future. And go all the way in.
Yeah.
What am I worried about? Josh Allen's age 34 season? Who cares?
At that point, whatever.
I mean, he might.
Maybe not at that point. Maybe like when he's 38.
He might still be great. But by then, if I don't have a Super Bowl by then, we really should be talking about it in these terms.
If they don't have a Super Bowl by then, we're going to be then talking like they need to do,
it's too
trade
late.
Every pick for. It's not too late.
If he's.
Wouldn't it Elway win? Elway won at 37, right?
Well, if he is 34 and they don't have a Super Bowl, then something has gone wrong.
Well, you better get one in 5 years.
A lot of things have gone wrong. Yes, he better get one in 5 years. So enough long, sustained.
You're saying if they don't win one in the next 5 years, they're not winning one.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if they don't win one in the next 5 years, a lot of things have gone wrong. Yeah. Point is, the window should be, it's open now, even though NFL.com's Bucky Brooks did not pick them as one of the top 8 teams with a Super Bowl window opening right now.
No, the Chargers, though.
That's right. The Chargers and the Texans are on that list, and the Bills aren't. So are the Commanders. Okay, sounds good. Anyway, it is time to push all the way. Go all the way here. No transition years anymore. That's over. You did it. Time to bankrupt the franchise in 2032. Don't care. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Void years on handout. Void years like it's candy.
Wouldn't the league have known that there are a billion people watching on streaming without the exact numbers of it? I guess is this their way though of charging more? Like they couldn't have done that anyway. Because how much did Netflix just pay for a Christmas game? And they wouldn't have known. I mean, Netflix would have known the numbers on the ratings. So it's a good point Brett's making. I guess it's just a little weird that they wouldn't have already, assumed that value was built in there, that there are a huge number of people. Even if they don't know the exact number,
right. They
would know there is a huge number of people like me that is watching. I watch every NFL game through streaming. I haven't watched a game through cable at my own house in years. And they would know that. But, again, I don't know how that process works. Maybe they can't go out and charge the amount they want unless they have it right there.
Well,
they have the exact number.
Brett points out, furthermore, that Jeff Lurie, who has a background in film and television production.
Owner of the Eagles.
Eagles, right. Yeah. The deal that Hurts signed. This is a great example of, is the salary cap real? Of course it's real.
It's real. It's just not. It's not flat.
It's not a bill.
It's like, very different than the NHL also, which is a very flat cap in the NHL. Like the NFL is like, it's moving all the time.
And there's no such thing as AAV. Here's Jalen Hurts' contract. So the Eagles signed Jalen Hurts to a $260 million contract. His cap hit last year was $6 million. This past year it was 13. Next year it's 21. It goes up to $97 million cap hit in 2029, but he has void years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 void years on Jalen Hurts' contract at the end of his deal.
That's insane.
You don't have to be a capologist to know the Eagles are just counting on the fact that by the time it's 2029 and Jalen Hurts' cap hit is $97 million, they just don't care.
Yeah.
Who cares? Oh, they're mortgaging their future. It's gonna be fine. So
Anyway. Hey, but by then, I'm not sure Hurts will be good enough to warrant this. By then, there will be a $97 million quarterback, maybe.
Probably.
Per year.
I also
per
saw.
Per year.
You need to treat everything in the NFL as it's supposed to go that way. What quarterback is making $60 million? It's just the passage of time. We, this past year, had the two biggest dead cap hits ever, right? Russell Wilson, oh my goodness. Stephon Diggs, oh my goodness. Yeah. 2 years from now, a team will cut a receiver and eat $32 million, and nothing twice. Because it's about this. It's treat it like eggs. It's the price of eggs. Can you believe how expensive eggs are? Like, yeah, that's how it works apparently now in society. And also with the salary cap. So anyway.
Yeah, Allen, like, if you look at his cap hit, the cap hits really are more, no, this is obvious, right? They're more meaningful than the AAV. I wonder how many times on a deal a player's AA actually, their cap hit is above what their AAV is. Like, does it ever happen? I remember this being a thing about Diggs, that this year, the dead cap number was, I think, the first time. Like, he had a $20-something million contract. This year was the first time the Bills ever paid that number on the cap. Like, every year he was on the team, it was like $10 million, $12 million, $14 million because they would push money off and, like, they would have maneuvers to do that. And that check did come this year, but when they would have signed the deal originally, how much would $30 million of dead cap sounded like? Would have sounded like a fortune.
Yep.
And then last year, it was a lot, but it was manageable. They put a team out there. They were able to eat it if they wanted. I mean, same thing goes for, this is just inflation. Russell Wilson's cap hit with the Broncos, dead cap number was what, like $60-something million?
Mm-hmm.
Tell someone 5 years ago that a team's going to pay $60 million for a team and not have
anything. Believe it.
I remember when Dak Prescott was the first quarterback. It was like right when I'm on the station, like first year maybe, when I'm first doing the nightcap. And there was a news story about Dak Prescott wanting $40 million a year. And everyone went nuts. Everyone's like, are you kidding? Who does Dak Prescott think he is? $40 million a year. And now he's getting 60.
Yeah.
And it's only,
and now like 10.
It's been like 4 or 5 years. It hasn't been forever.
Yeah, and everybody gets 50 now.
So if that is the way the league is going, which it is, it's just an endless money stream, and the cap's going to go up because of it. Like, give me Myles Garrett even more, right? I'm not worried about, okay, he's 30. You know, how bad should I think the Von Miller signing is as a mistake? Like, okay, that didn't go well, but
it's fine.
Right, like,
you could, I mean, there are maybe better ways to spend it, but it's not like it's actually going to, you know, sting you forever.
That almost kind of makes me, you know, kind of feel a little bit better about the idea of paying James Cook.
Sure. I mean, you could do that, or you could spend that money on something else. But let's look at Josh Allen's contract. Allen's cap hit this year is $44 million.
And I bet you it won't end up being $44
million. No, they could rip it up and do a brand new deal, kind of, or whatever.
There's no way his number by week one is $44
million. He's going to do a new deal, and his cap hit might be six.
Right.
That, when they say the cap's not real, that's what they mean. Well, we did some stuff. We signed an extension, and now he's worth six on the cap, despite making, you know, $59 million. So, anyway, go spend. Do what it takes.
Yeah, if you just look, like, the Bills have been good for a long time now, right? Last year, Allen was a $30 million cap hit. Okay, that's looking right now. That's the first time. I mean, 2023, they're a great team, right? They go to the playoffs. They didn't have a $20 million cap hit on their entire football team. Allen was 18, Diggs was 14. The year before that, didn't have a $20 million cap hit on their team. Allen was 16, Tre'Davious White was 14. Just, there's so much maneuvering around the cap that really the point here for me, the year before, 2021, they had two guys over 10, Dawkins and Allen. That's it, on cap hits. The AAV might be like the most useless thing ever. Like, James Cook, you want $15 million? Okay, I'm never going to pay you $15 million on the cap. It's going to cost me six this year, and maybe next year it'll cost me 10, and then you're not even on the football team maybe after that.
Yep.
So it's not that the cap isn't real. It's just it's way more complex than just, oh, that's $15 million a year. Like, the NHL brain, cap brain, is got to become live in a different world than the NFL cap brain.
803-0550, our phone number. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, coming up 9 o'clock. We'll talk a little draft and you know, mix some other stuff in along the way. Four Nations final is tomorrow from Boston. Canada and the U.S. likely to be the highest rated hockey game since, well, Saturday at least, which of course got a big number. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring, 803-0550 on WGR.
Time now for Worst Call Wednesday, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
I don't like things that are pre-orchestrated. I don't like things that have a fakeness or a WWE feel to them, and that did. They had three fights in 9 seconds. They all texted each other before the game, you know, saying, oh, let's get something going right away. I know the fans in the arena loved it. I know the fans at home got emotionally into the game right away. That, to me, was a joke. That was fake. Let's all drop the gloves and kill each other in the first 9 seconds of the game. It wasn't organic. It was prearranged. It was not something that came through a rugged hit, a dirty play, physicality in the course of 60 minutes. It was, okay, I'll go after him, and then when I do that, you go after him. And then when that's done, you go after him. And they set that up before the game. That's fake.
Worst Call Wednesday. Chris Russo with the worst call of the week. That's the take there. Worst Call Wednesday. The worst call you can make is to skip your recommended cancer screenings. To learn more about potentially life-saving screening recommendations and guidelines, visit roswellpark.org/screening. All right, I'm about to double down on this. Pre-orchestrated. Lots of things are actually pre-orchestrated, or however the... You know what else is? Face-off times. You know what else is? Plays. Oh, the Bills called a play. Did they text each other about it before the game? They might have.
Oh, well, you know the right counterpunch to somebody who's going to make that point about it being pre-orchestrated was, oh, did you enjoy those Mike Tyson fights back in the late 80s?
Orchestrated.
Those are pre-orchestrated. Also, they texted each other about that.
Most fights are like that. And again, predetermined. It's almost funny because hockey has this world, we just live this with the Sabres, where the third fight was not inorganic. That was a... Schmalzel near a goaltender where they went for it, right? Wasn't Miller's a little bit more organic?
Miller was yelling at Parayko off the draw of that play, so maybe he wanted to already, okay. But they didn't go until after there was like a play around the net. I agree that I like the fight more when it's something happened, now everyone's supercharged, and then they just go. But that doesn't, you know...
I got a good example for this.
Especially if it's pre-orchestrated between guys that are like real hockey players. To me, that's very different than, oh, this guy's just in the league playing 3 minutes to just do this. Like, to me, that's different.
So there's a story from international play. Have you ever seen the highlight? It went around maybe last month on the anniversary of Kobe's death, where Team USA is playing, and they're playing Spain. Pau Gasol is on the other team.
Yes. Yeah.
And Kobe and Gasol are teammates. Have you seen this clip?
I have, yeah.
Josh, you know this story?
It's from the documentary about that team.
Yes, about the USA team. And so Kobe is playing for Team USA. They're playing Spain. Pau Gasol is his Lakers teammate. And Kobe tells all of his teammates, I know what they're going to do in the first play. They're going to set a ball screen, blah, blah, blah. And when they do that, I'm going to run straight through Pau's chest.
Mm-hmm.
Full speed. That's orchestrated.
And LeBron and Wade are like, yeah, okay, man, you're not really going to do
How
that.
How serious are you going to take this? And sure enough, he comes around, and Gasol sets that pick, and Kobe runs straight through his chest, full speed, and takes a foul on purpose.
It's like Campbell on Umberger.
It's the equivalent of, I'm starting a fight to start the game to let everybody know how serious we're going to take this.
Yeah.
And Kobe runs through his chest, and all this, in the documentary, all the team are just saying, like, holy cow, like, what? You did what?
Yeah.
Pre-orchestrated. Just because you planned it ahead of time.
Yeah.
You did a cool thing. So anyway, there you go. There's a worst call saying that those fights were bad. Those fights were fine. They were great. And Gasol, like, after that was kind of like, oh, yeah. Holy cow.
This is what we're in for.
This is what we're in for, yeah. All right, we'll get a break in. Eric at home, NFL.com, on the draft and some NFL stuff as the offseason, the franchise tag window is open. That report on the Vikings waiting, that makes total sense. Somebody wants to offer you something, you could probably trade Darnold for a little bit more without the tag there. You want to do the tag, you can do the tag, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But, you know, we'll trade his rights if we want to trade his rights. So that makes sense. So Eric at home, some NFL chatter on the other side here on WGR.
Lori days of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.